There we go.
Go, John.
There's one set for stun. Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. As we continue, we're in our for those of you that run marathons, the last 400 meters are like where you see the finish line and you can feel it and you just start to get a little bit more energy and you can actually push yourself to get over that line. That's where we're at as we record this. And as Lee unplugs stuff and then plugs it back in. Lee,
sorry.
How are you?
So sorry. So hi, John. I did. Whoops.
Seven days, Lee. Seven days.
Yeah.
One week.
Okay, 7 or 6?
Well, it depends. It depends on your perspective, I suppose.
Okay, whatever.
Well, it depends on when you start counting.
6 and a half, whatever. Yes, I know. I am getting excited. I've already had one track change.
Why, Lee? Why? Why did you put your schedule up if you knew you were going to get a change?
I hate you so much right now.
I keep telling
you
not to do that.
I hate you so much right now. And you know I'm actually going to kick you in the shin, which is the only part I can reach because you're like, gargantuan tall.
Wouldn't you just,
and
you just
short.
You can headbutt me in my shin, can't you?
I can headbutt you in the stomach and it'll hurt because I got a hard head.
So we had one addition.
I'm not going to headbutt you in the shin. I'm not that short.
We had one addition to the performers. List today.
It's a big one, though.
Yes, it is.
So Sylvester McCoy, who was the, if I am correct, 7th Doctor.
Whoa.
I only started with the 11th, so I don't know. But he is going to be coming, and that's going to be great. And there is something also, which has now been announced. I actually knew on Saturday, and I couldn't talk about it. They are actually going to be showing an unaired Doctor Who episode. BBC is sending one. It's, I think, the 5th episode of the season. It'll be unaired, but we at Dragon Con will get to see it early. So that room is probably going to be more full than God, but hey, if you can get in, go see it.
It will be in a 100-person room.
Yeah. So sit on somebody's lap, make a friend. Oh, I'll be all right.
So, well, you know, one thing I didn't get to do tonight, Lee, because I am going to force a segue. I didn't actually get to even eat dinner tonight, so I'm pretty hungry.
You
if only
what?
There was some
if
place I could
hungry,
go.
It's pretty bad, but you know what? If you like Spam, I know the best place to find it at Dragon Con. The best place to find Spam is in the con suite, and the great man who puts it all together is Joe. And that was a really bad segue, John.
It was horrible.
We will introduce Joe, who is the director of Con Suite. How you doing, Joe?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. We're just trying to figure out segues for this. It sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. But it's okay. Joe actually tortured himself today, saying he listened to almost all of these today, and to prepare for the Unique Geek, which is more than John and I ever do. So, that hey, kudos to you, sir. Kudos to you.
Yeah, I was a Boy Scout at one point.
You were? Oh.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
That's why you have Spam.
And that's why Spam.
Well,
why
New York,
Spam? Tell me it's Spam. Yes.
Repeat? I didn't hear you.
Why Spam? You
why
have been talking
spam?
About Spam since I have been on staff. Why
it's
Spam?
It's an inside joke on, it's inexpensive. You can do so many things with it. And if someone gets us upset or pisses us off, we will force feed them Spam.
Oh, awesome.
We will sit them down, fry them, and force them to eat Spam. And that's how our Spam eating contest started.
You have a Spam eating contest?
Oh, yes. Every Sunday. Around, I believe, around 9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock on Sunday.
A.M.
Yeah. Four men or four people sit down around a table. They are not allowed to use their hands. The brick of Spam will be opened and dropped into a bucket.
Okay, because that was my first question is, what is the Spam opened? You can't use your hands, but the Spam is not opened.
Well, the can, we'll open the cans for them.
Oh, okay.
And we'll ooze it into a bucket.
Oh, God.
And then they'll have to eat the spam. Now, the first one who finishes wins, but...
Really? Do they win? Is that really winning?
Yes, they will win a special prize. Last year, it was a can of spam that they won.
And the year, that is just insult to injury, man.
A can of spam and, I think, Tums and a breath mint.
Yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't need all that. And so I did ask a question, and you said yes to it. So is this 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. on Sunday?
P.m.
P.m.,
Yeah, a.m., it'll be, the room will smell like spam for the rest of the day. So we have
That's
to do it at
tail end. That is true, because if you do it at 9 p.m., you got enough time to air it out, get some confunk in there, and, you'll be all right. That'll be good. Yeah. That's good. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very cool.
All right, now, Joe, I have a confession to make. I've been to, I haven't even gone back to counting up how many Dragon Cons I've been to, but it wasn't until about 2 years ago that I even knew the Con Suite existed. I've heard Con Suite like 100 times, but I didn't realize what the Con Suite was.
Yeah.
Can you explain, for those of us that are like me that have been going forever and have never seen the Con Suite or don't even know what it is, in fact, I still haven't even been there because I can never find it.
Wow.
Well, I know. I'm easily confused, though, too.
That is seriously easily confused, man. It's on second floor.
It's on the second floor of the Hyatt, yes. Throughout fandom, and almost every convention has a hospitality suite for the fans. Not a green room. This is not a green room. This is not where the guest goes. This is for everyone who purchased a ticket can actually come in, mingle with other fans, get the wits about them, get a free meal, a free drink, and just socialize with anybody. So this is basically the basis of the Con Suite. But at Dragon Con, it's slightly different due to the sheer magnitude of how many people are actually going to be here. So we're more like an army chow or army mess. Does that explain it? No?
I think it does. So you're on the second floor. You have like a line going out the door and you just push them down the line?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I do have a line out the door, yes. That is very, very true, actually.
But we try to get the people out as fast as possible. We sometimes serve the people, take them through. But the lines do go around, and it's really sad because we don't have enough time to actually clean the room. When the lines are there, we shut it down and try to prep it, and then open up the doors, and bam, we get hit again. The best way to describe it is like Helm's Deep in Lord of the Rings, exactly like that. And we do toss dwarfs around.
So. Which is why I don't go in there a whole lot.
Say, so that's why Lee can't go there.
No. And the elves don't like coming in. I don't know why. They do,
the great thing... I don't know if he's calling me a pretty elf or not, but I'll take it. The great thing about the Con Suite is it also serves Pepsi products when everything else in Atlanta is a Coke town, which is wonderful for those of us that have a little bit of a Diet Mountain Dew addiction. Let's just call it what it is. And you can go in there and you're just like, I just need a hit, man. I just need a hit. And it's right there. It's just waiting on you. And that's beautiful. And I have... there have been many a day that my lunch at Con, remember I said you had to have two good meals a day, folks.
Yeah.
But I have, there has been many a day when one of my meals at Con is a glass of Diet Mountain Dew and some cheesy poofs that are in the Con Suite. And that was a really good lunch. Or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because they make the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the whole wide world. They make special peanut butter or something. I'm not joking.
We serve more than that.
I'm never there at the right times because I'm just running around in circles.
Oh, well, salmon and rice. We serve bao, Chinese bao. We serve we serve
you need your schedule.
Meat. Well, that's
brisket and bao.
Yeah, we used to put out a schedule a long time ago. I think about 15 years ago. And it was scary. It was scary. People were camping out.
People were camping out way late. Yeah. You guys can go in front of me for brisket, but I want the bow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Bad. So we decided, well, it's like Turner time.
Mm-hmm.
Every 5 minutes after the hour is when we technically serve a meal.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah. Very now that I said this, I'm going to have to switch it up again.
Yeah, you're going to have to switch it up. Every three minutes after the hour, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, it is, but it really is amazing. And it is, you said it's kind of a sci-fi con thing. The only place I've ever seen it, and I've gone to work conventions, I've gone professional, mm-hmm. I've even gone to other kind of media conventions, and nobody does this except for sci-fi cons. I've never seen anything that wasn't sci-fi related that does this. And I think it's always just, it's nice. This, now, folks, let me say, you should not plan all your meals to be in the con suite. That's not what it's for. It's for a snack. It's for a nice little energy hit.
Yeah, but there are people who do. And you know who you are out there.
You know who you are. But, we'll find you.
Yeah, but we're nice to them. We'll rush them, eat and stuff, but you can't camp out.
Don't.
I remember one year we were showing the entire run of Lord of the Rings, all three movies.
Oh, very cool.
And this one guy sat from the beginning to the end, and I asked him, like, dude, you did buy a ticket. There's a convention going on.
There's a lot of fun stuff, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Go, be free. And he basically bit my head off.
Oh, wow.
Told me to be quiet. He's watching the movie.
Okie dokie then, dude.
So let me just make sure I understand this. Is there actual seating there, or is it kind of like just kind of passed through?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some seating. We have two rooms. Basically, the food grub room and the lounge. The lounge used to be a smoking lounge back in the day when they were smoking allowed in the hotels. But now that is just a mixed-use room. So we just throw parties and little get-togethers in that room. A couple of years back, we had Alan Tudyk came when we were having a wake wash. A wash wake,
Aww.
And he actually read his own eulogy.
That's kind of cool.
Really cool. Unfortunately, there was a lot of people in that room. It was, I think, about probably 100 people deep, and that room basically fits about 75. So,
75 if they're all standing and don't have personal space.
No personal space, right.
There's no such thing.
No. Not in the concert.
Well,
let's back up a little bit then. So how did you actually get involved with Dragon Con? I mean, and specifically, I guess, to how did you become the director of the con suite?
Well, I've been doing conventions now since the age of 10 years old. And my mom used to drop me off at the Taft Hotel up in New York when we were living up in New York, and dropped me off at the little Trek conventions. And I just got hooked. And I came down here for Worldcon back in 86 and stayed. And met up with the DragonCon guys, and I always used to throw parties at conventions like Fantasy Fair. I used to throw a party. And then I heard the rumors that there was a new convention coming up. So I got on staff, and I got on con suite, because I, always hung out in the con suite. And the first year was okay. I was on staff. Everything was fine. The second year was fine. The third year got a little weird because I think the con suite director disappeared.
Just like middle of con, just gone?
Gone, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said something like, I think we're going to need more food.
That was you just freaked him out.
I freaked him out.
What, did he think that you were going to fillet him there?
No, it was like we needed, we went through all our food in one day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the next thing I know, I got a blood strike. So I started mustering up people. We only had, I think, 5 staffers at that time. And we got things going. We went off the sands, got more food, got more sodas, and got it rolling. the following year, they gave me the blue ribbon. And now I'm still stuck in purgatory.
So I didn't realize it had been 25 years for you. I really didn't.
Yeah. Yep. 25 years.
Wow.
Seriously, you started when you were a baby then.
No. Well, no.
For these purposes, yeah. Sure.
Dude, I'm not asking you to tell your age, but I would not have put you as older than me.
Well, I'm an old man. That's why
you
I saved my age.
You're not an old man, and you are living a good life, man. And I want whatever picture you have in your attic, because that's awesome.
So you hang upside down in the closet, and
I've tried that. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Okay, so... you got the blue ribbon. You know, okay, so have you ever had somebody come up to you and go, so what do you get as a director of con? Being one of the directors, and do you just get to look at them and go, I got a blue ribbon? Because that's what I do. I do it all the time. I'm like, yeah. I got a blue ribbon, man. I got a blue ribbon.
Yep.
It's pretty. It's blue. Look.
I don't know what I do, but I got a blue ribbon.
I got a blue ribbon. I show up in meetings, and I got a blue ribbon.
Now, let me ask you something, because you mentioned, year three or four, I missed the exact year, but where you had five staff members.
Yeah.
How many do you have now?
We just got bumped up to 40.
The Iggy! Really? 40?
Well, think about it.
Staffers. You have to run a 24-hour room.
That's basically, if you go with the 40,000 number, that's one for every 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Well,
wait, are you... Wait, you run it 24 hours now? I didn't know you were 24.
24
hours. I really
didn't. We open on Friday and we shut down on Monday.
Now, like you said, you do close it periodically through there just to clean up,
correct?
Like
10 or 15 minutes. Yeah. 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because if
everybody
we keep it closed, you know, if we keep it closed any longer, the line starts.
And when the line starts, it's all over. Not.
So I will go out there if there's a line with a big bucket of candy and start making people do the Macarena.
What?
If they want in, they must dance with me.
What kind of sadistic person are you? Span eating contests, Macarena, entrance exams?
Yes, we do have an entrance exam.
Joe, you said a nice thing that the one year you did the Lord of the Rings trilogy and did all of it. I've also been there when you were showing, let us say, the not best parts of sci-fi.
Monkey Bone is a great movie.
Yeah, Monkey Bone was one. I walked in on, what is it, Cool World, the one with Brad Pitt that was so awful.
Cool World is a great movie.
Wait, see, again... Okay. Now, understand, I like sci-fi original motion pictures. And I'm saying he will also torture you with the original Flash Gordons and things like that. So he has ways of making you want to leave that room. I'm telling you.
And I think this year we're going to be showing the entire run of Liquid Television. Series on MTV.
Yeah.
One with Ian Flux and all that?
Yeah, Ian Flux, yes.
Yes.
We're not showing Ian Flux. We will not show that.
So you only show the stuff that nobody wants to see.
You only show the crappy stuff, huh? See? I told you. What kind of a sadistic man... You wondered. This is it.
25 years as a staffer. That's what it does.
It pushes you over the edge just a tiny bit. Just a tiny bit.
He's seen...
We're doing a couple other things in there, too, like... The Passions of Godzilla. That's on Friday, showing Godzilla movies and serving with ice cream and cake.
Now, see, I'd be there for the Godzilla thing if I could, because I like Godzilla.
I suspect there's some trick to this, though. I suspect that the cake isn't what you think. In fact, I believe the cake may be a lie.
It's going to be a normal, generic cake. A generic cheesecake. With vanilla and chocolate ice cream with sprinkles. And donuts, of course.
Donuts! Yay, donuts!
So let me ask you. Okay, so 25 years, but if you're running 24 hours, that's what I meant to say.
Yes.
24 hours. How, where does all the food come from?
Whoa, wow. Well, every day we do a food run. We go to Sam's on Thursday, and we get all our meats and stuff. Then we go to a great place called Restaurant Depot, is where all the restaurants in Atlanta pretty much stop. And, oh, my God, this is a, you know, I walked in there, and I thought I was in heaven, and it's just pure gorgeous, pure gorgeous stuff. And we don't really have storage facilities for it. So we will buy enough food for the day. And when that's over, it's done. And then the next day we'll go out and buy more. We'll also keep our costs down.
Now, okay, so where, then I guess my next question is, where does the money come from? Is it just from the convention itself paying for it, or?
Yes, from the convention itself, yes. So wow. The ticket you're buying, that you bought, is also helping to pay for the con suite.
Yep.
And the great thing about this is that it's for the fans.
Yeah.
Come in and just get yourself some grub. Now, if you are starving and you really need something and you're having like a low sugar attack, just come up to us and ask us to make you a sandwich, make you something to eat, and we'd be more than happy to do that. You know, we're there for the fans.
Yep. They're wonderful. They really are wonderful. And they're just, and it is. I just got to say, if you ever go to anything else and you're like, where's the con suite? They'll look at you funny. Got to go to, and you can't go to like a comic con or something like that. You got to go to a real sci-fi convention. Like a world con, like us. Some of the smaller, some of the other smaller ones still do a con suite too. So
yeah,
there you go.
Another great con suite is like Chattacon has a great
Chattacon. There we go. That's the one I could not get Chattacon out. I kept trying to say Creation Con, which I knew wasn't right, so I didn't want to say it.
No.
So okay.
Don't say the c word.
We don't say the c word. And everybody's like, oh, don't say that c word. I'm like, no, creation. The other question is, Joe, now you are working, you're a working man during con, but if you weren't working this year, what do you want to go see? If you could ever get away, what do you want to go see?
I would just like live in the Star Trek panels, just stay there and, go to the dance, go to, robot battles.
The robot battles. We haven't mentioned this. You are a costumer, actually. People, when you're in the con suite, if you see a 6-foot-tall man that kind of looks like Benjamin Sisko, it's probably Director Joe.
Because
he does.
I went to FIT up in New York. Got my bachelor's in costume design.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's doing me a lot of work. I'm getting a lot of work out of that. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Yay! But he makes great costumes, and he does wear the costumes around con, and he'll be in a different one every day, which is like everybody else. Different uniform every day. Yes, excuse me. A different uniform every day, which is very cool.
Please change, like a little note for everybody out there who wears costumes at Dragon Con, please change them once in a while.
Once a day. At least.
Please.
Remember, I talked about that shower thing too. That's a good time to change your costume.
I'm gonna make a little service announcement sign and things you must do at Dragon. You know, eat. You know, take a shower, and call your mom.
Hi, mom. Mom, I love you. Don't do that at 2:00 in the morning. After you've been at the rain. Well, it depends on the mom. My mom would be like, I love you too. I'm going to bed now. Okay, bye. Yeah. So we did actually skip a question, but how did you actually you answered it because you said you got into this when you were a kid going to Star Trek convention. So that is really cool too. So, okay. So Kirk or Picard?
Sisko.
All right. Good answer. I'll go with that one. Okay.
Actually, you know what? Sisko is also my favorite. Captain.
Is he really?
Yeah. I think that series gets short shrift because.
Oh, it's a great series.
It's a great series from end to end. I mean, unlike the other ones where they kind of took a season or two to kind of get it find its legs, I feel that DS9 found its legs right away. I mean, of course, it helped when they had Worf and whatnot, but I think that it knew what it was from the get go. It ultimately kind of went off into its own thing, but it was a stationary drama, if you will. I mean, it was about the people working there, not necessarily about everything else. But I've always loved that series.
Very cool. I did not realize that. But the other okay, so it's also your. I actually think it's the best written of all the Star Treks.
Yeah, Ron Moore,
I think the episodes. I think Ron Moore wrote. I mean, we love him in other things too, but I do. I think he wrote. It was the best written of all of them. Sorry, we've got off track again.
As is
your turn for a question.
Okay.
As is normal.
So, all right, you've got this magic wish. You can have three guests that you want, and you get to actually go see them too. In fact,
yes.
You know what? You get to serve them at the at the con suite and exclusively to sit down and have dinner with them. Who are your three guests?
Wow. I think one of them is going to be at the con. Ernest Borgnine.
Nice.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Did you just say Randy Newman?
Randy Newman, yes.
Oh, nice.
And Bea Arthur.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't you?
I love Bea Arthur there. Can I come to dinner if you have Bea Arthur there too?
But the weird thing
I loved Maud.
Are you all having dinner together? Talking, oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
When they all start talking, they're all going to sound the same. They all have the same voice.
Joe, you're a very bad man sometimes.
You're very demented.
Yeah.
In a very nice way.
I
mean that is in the nicest way I can say it.
But no. But those three would be fantastic because, just the pure talent.
Yeah, that's true. That would be an interesting dinner conversation. That's true. That really would be a good one.
Now,
and I would serve them miso soup, a flank steak. Let me see, some nice Kaiser rolls. I love to say the word Kaiser. And,
Kaiser. Kaiser soup.
I'm still thinking about. I'm still trying to think what type of drink to serve them, but that's basically what the menu would be like. Yes.
I just always think of Ernest Borgnine as a beer kind of guy. I just always do.
No. Ernest Borgnine, I think he would be more like a sparkling wine guy.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to go with a Gloria Ferrer or a Chandon. I mean, you got to go with some nice in Sonoma. Yeah.
Oh,
he's good.
But Randy Newman, he's a Pepsi guy. Straight up Pepsi guy.
He's a Pepsi guy? He might be. Yeah. That would not be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love how off topic we get in these. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He's coughing. He's coughing up a lung.
Where's
here.
Where's my cough button?
We broke him.
Where's my cough? Sorry.
Okay. So, Joe, con is over. It's over. You have packed up all your stuff. You have cleaned out that room. You have aired it out. It's all gone. The last cheesy poof has been swept off.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what day is it? And second of all, what do you do to unwind after con?
Okay, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
In the afternoon. Yes. The soda machine is now gone.
Aww.
I know. My wife is already back at work. I'm all by myself.
Aww.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm kind of crying.
It's okay.
I'm very happy.
Because all the people have left.
Yeah. I go home, fix me a sandwich, and sleep for the next 2 days.
Nobody talk to me. Don't open the door.
No. And my wife will not even go near me because I'm I will go into a little chrysalis and just...
I love it. That's awesome.
Now, is your wife on staff too, or?
She is the other director, Cynthia Campbell, the food goddess. Yes.
Yes, she is.
She comes up with the menus, and I come up with what food we're going to buy, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got a good deal on nacho chips. Great deal on nacho chips. We're serving nacho chips.
But actually,
we found a great deal on a seafood medley. Squid, octopus, shrimp, and some other crustaceans for only like about $2 a pound. So we're going to do something lovely with those.
Now, and
you don't like seafood?
Why?
No, I don't like seafood.
Oh, you don't like seafood? No. Okay, I see.
No, well, I like seafood.
You do like seafood.
Food. No, I'm sorry. There's other things going on in my house right now. Oh. Sorry. Okay. Yes, I love seafood.
a nice little serve it on a tomato base.
Look, you can do maybe on a little brioche. Or are you thinking about over some rice or some pasta?
Rice.
Because rice cookers are awesome.
We have 3 50-cup rice makers going.
Jeez Louise, man.
We love rice. Rice is our friend. I think we go through probably 100 pounds of rice for the con.
Wow.
Yeah.
People like rice, though. Rice is filling.
Oh, rice, yeah. I mean, it's the best way of stretching their dollar.
There's a reason why so many people eat it.
Yes, there is.
You take a nice big piece of salmon steak, drop it in the rice cooker, put some Valdea onion sauce in there, some peas, some onions. Shut it down, come back in about a half an hour, scramble it up, serve it.
And
Nom nom. By the way, that word is banned in the con suite.
Why?
Trying to get 50 people going like that, it's sickening. Nom 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 nom. So
I love it. That is awesome. But
Joe is officially my favorite interview so far. I love all the other interviews, but Joe is officially the most demented guy we've had on here. So
yeah.
I love it.
I'm not demented. I'm twisted. Yeah, demented.
And I will actually, I have to take John around to con things on Thursday and Friday, and I will introduce him. Because he's like, I don't know that I've ever met these people. I'm like, all right, this year, we're going to go around and introduce you to everybody. And he's like, okay. So I'll bring him around.
I have to be the last one, though.
I don't know. Either you start with you or you end with you. That is actually true. Well, you're right on that.
We're going to have to fire up the grills on Thursday and get everything nice and seasoned. So if you get us at the end of your tour, you might get some food out of it.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm liking going at the end then.
I'm liking going at the end. We'll talk after we end this. What time that means? But yeah, I like this idea of going at the end. Yeah, I'm good. We're gonna be there Thursday morning. I got to go give blood.
Yeah, we need some guinea pigs to try a new dish. We're calling the Dignity Bowl. It's brown gravy, mashed potatoes, brisket, corn, cheese, and onions.
Sounds delicious.
I'm there. Yeah. We got to know the time, but we're there. Yeah, we're there. We'll work this time out thing.
Okay.
Although now you've said this, now there's going to be like people just hovering around that area.
Oh, yeah. And we're doing a mini taco called the Minchas. It's a little tortilla with coleslaw and pulled pork and Fat Max Rib Shack sauce.
Oh, mama.
And a little taco. Yeah. And they're like little sliders. And
little taco sliders. Those sound heavenly.
Yeah. And meatballs and dipped in Fat Max sauce.
Okay.
Okay. How have I missed this for 10 plus years?
First of all, I don't know how you've missed the con suite for 10 plus years, but I have to say, all right, so for those of you not from Atlanta who are listening, if you are willing to spend some coin and first of all, do you want to leave the con? If you do want to leave the con for a little bit and you want, Atlanta is a foodie town. Joe and I have actually talked about this before, just one-on-one. Atlanta is a foodie town. We love good food, and we are probably one of the better foodie towns in the U.S. There is a, and we've got everything from the a house payment food to the best cheap, great burgers ever. So one of the places that I adore, and so does Joe, is called Fat Mac's Rib Shack. It is on Piedmont Avenue. It's what would you say, 15-minute cab ride from Con?
15-minute cab ride, but it's worth it. Call ahead. See if you can get your order in, because there's always a line.
Always.
And there's not much seating. So you want to grab those meatsicles and run back to the Con.
They have ribs that are just... they're just heaven on a bone. And so that's one of our places, too. And then the other place I would say, but it's a lot farther from Con, is anywhere on the Beaufort Highway corridor. If you're around and you have a car and you like Asian food of any type or authentic Mexican food, this is the place to go. Best lengua tacos in the world.
My favorite restaurant is McCracken's. It's up in Marietta Square.
And that's a heck of a drive, though, man.
They have an Irish po' boy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And if you want to go a little closer to the Con, the place called The Earl, it's a dive bar, in a way. It's an old...
The Earl is a dive bar, but it's a good dive bar.
Yeah, but the food, they have a thing called Irish nachos. Basic nachos, without the nacho chips, but with tater tots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One serving, you can feed on this for a month.
One serving is like your daily caloric allowance, actually, folks. It's pretty.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's just, wow. Well, that's the other thing, too, about Atlanta, too, is you can't, it's not even, I mean, that's the thing people are like, oh, you're just going to a bar. It's like, no, there's no such thing in Atlanta as just a bar. Because even the bars have good food in Atlanta.
Yeah. Now, the East Point Corner Tavern, my favorite hangout, is donating two gallons of hummus for the comm suite.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, now, the other place... I don't know if they're donating, but not. But and we can start talking to them. Is a great place called Chef Lou's that has soup dumplings.
Soup dumplings.
They're basically the little dumplings, like shumai. Okay, uh-huh. like if you go dim someplace, shumai dumplings. They're filled with soup and the meat, and you put them in the little soup spoon, and then you poke them with a chopstick, and then you drink the soup out, and then you eat the dumpling.
I want the recipe.
Well, you got to go beg Chef Lou, but man, it is nom, nom, nom.
We're not in the con suite.
I can say nom, nom, nom. I'm not in the con suite.
All right.
All right, say ha, ha. Okay, John, would you like to go on any other questions?
No,
about food, or are you just thinking more about those tater tots?
Lest I remind you, I have not eaten. I did not get to eat today.
We can talk more about tater tots, man.
No, that's
okay.
The Vortex.
Vortex. I don't like the Vortex.
What? I don't like the smokiness of the Vortex. It is too crowded. It is too smoky. That's why I like to go for lunch and then go outside. I have to go when it's... I can go outside.
Walk down to the Yacht Club.
The Yacht Club is good. Yacht Club is good. See, I love the black bean burger at the Vortex. Love it. Oh, yeah. Although, also, there is the... What is the other place? All right, so you got the Euclid Avenue Yacht Club. Very good. And then there's the new place right there between them. That's the beer joint that's so good that does its own beer. And I am blanking. The Parker? No.
Parkside Tavern? No.
No. I can't remember it. At some point, I'll remember it, and I'll give it to John, and he'll put it up as a link. And it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. We need to do a podcast on food in Atlanta.
Food in Atlanta, yes.
Just food in Atlanta.
And that's the thing about Atlanta is literally you can spend a fortune or you can spend like $5 and still be absolutely amazingly satisfied at both ends of that spectrum. And I'm not talking about Taco Bell people. I'm talking really good food. So
No. Stay away from Taco Bell.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Bad.
Yes. Good people. Good people. Stay away. And actually, all right, so now, Joe, let me ask you this. This is a new question. So if you are at con and somebody comes to you and goes, and the fairy, and your fairy godmother comes and says, I am going to suspend time, and you can go and have a really good meal with your wife, but you must walk there from this area. Where are you going to go?
Well, we'll be walking for days.
No, you got to stay in the con area.
Oh, in the con area.
You got to stay in the downtown area. Where are you going?
Okay, not Hogwarts. That's a bad place. No.
Where? What?
We'll just stay in the con suite.
Stay in the con suite and just pull out the food that you want.
Yeah.
Guys, if that's not dedication. Because let me explain how many great restaurants there actually are right around.
Yes, they are. There are great restaurants in that area.
There are. But you'll just stay there and make your own little romantic dinner.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Aw. Yes. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's sickening, isn't it?
No, it's so sweet. You and your wife are so adorable together, too. Oh, babe, you're so cute. Okay, John, your turn now.
Well, I was just going to see, is there any place... Well, first of all, where are you at again? Where are you located? Where specifically are you located? Okay. Not right now, but at the con suite. Because I can't find you.
All right, you go into the Hyatt. You walk to the bar at the Hyatt.
Uh-huh.
You look up to the second floor. Then you turn your head to the left. There we are, right there.
You know where the little Starbucks is in the Hyatt?
Yes.
The little cafe thing?
All right.
Well,
no, there's still a little cafe there. There is still a little pick and go. All right, right where that cafe is, there are some stairs. You go up the stairs. No, we don't know why the stairs are sticky. Do not ask us why the stairs are sticky. It's not our fault. You go up the stairs, which is taking your life in your own hand because they're really, really steep. But you go up the stairs, one floor, that second floor, and the con suite is right as you come out of the stairs.
Room 223 and 226.
Yep.
Yep.
The best time
to get there in the morning is 8 o'clock, because that's when the donuts are coming out.
Hot donuts now, baby.
And are they Krispy Kreme?
65 dozen per day.
What's up, a dozen?
65 dozen.
And they're gone by what, 8:30?
9-ish. Yeah. Just if you're going to get a donut, reach in, grab one, and pull it back. You might lose a finger.
Because if you leave your hand there, it's gone, man.
Yes. But we do ask people to take only one donut per turn.
Wow.
Because
you want everybody to at least get one.
You're asking a lot.
Yeah, at least one, yes. And next year I'm going to try to get bagels from Einstein Brothers.
Ooh, okay. Bagels. Nom, nom.
Yes. Stop it!
With cream cheese?
Oh,
with
yes.
cream cheese? Cream cheese. Awesome.
Yes.
I won't even say nom, nom for that. But I did.
All right.
The dog seems excited.
The dog is like, wait, I know you're talking about food, so you must be able to give me some. The dog needs to stop.
All right, so Joe, do you guys have a Twitter account or a Facebook page or I don't know.
We have a website.
Okay.
And go to the DragonCon's main website.
Uh-huh.
Find us there. There's a link. And I apologize for the way I write. Because I sometimes lose track and go on a wild tangent on something. So
we wouldn't know anything about that.
No. But there is a section on the website called Food Can or May Not Contain Certain Items. And I try to list everything that we serve in that. So.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the things I actually was going to ask is you do you do are try to notify people of that might have some allergies of what's going on.
Right. That's a new thing this year. I'm going to have a big threat assessment sign up indicating what we're serving. One day it might be shellfish. It might be spam. It might be pork. It might be common sense. It might be beef.
Wait, can we serve that?
What?
Common sense?
Common sense? Yes. Every once in a while, we do serve common sense.
Awesome.
Right. I'm sorry, but spandex is, you have to earn the right to wear that. So.
Spandex, it's a right, not a privilege.
Yes.
All right, Joe. Well, it has been a privilege and an honor and a little disturbing to talk to you.
No, he likes it. He enjoys it. That's why I'm still on this podcast.
Again,
well, I really enjoyed this. It's fantastic.
I appreciate you coming on.
It was
very fun.
What was that?
That's my crazy damn dog. My dog. Just don't even.
What kind of dog?
It's been that
crazy.
Poodle Shih Tzu mix. PETA. She's a PETA.
Oh, good.
Or Prima, as in Primavera.
No, Prima Donna.
Sorry, Primavera.
Prima Donna. I'd go with Prima Donna in a minute. I'd go with Prima Donna. Little Miss. I'm so cute.
I've been talking about food so much. I'm getting anything mixed up. Anyway, all right. So, for Joe, Lee, and the rest of the guys over at the Unique
and
Geek,
and the dog,
perhaps there's room on your menu for that.
No.
Anyway, until next time.
Wait, Shih Tzu and bacon.
No, she's not big enough.
Anything wrapped in bacon is delicious.
Bacon deep fried with bacon.
There you go.
Awesome. Until next time, peace.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow the geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.